Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for Zayin Nisan. We are in chapter 4 of Pesachim, Mishnah Vav. Now yesterday we were talking about doing melacha, doing work activities on Tisha B'Av, and then we got back to doing so on Erev Pesach. Now Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol melacha shechitchil ba kodem lebarasa, any work activity that was begun already before the 14th of Nisan. Recall, 14th of Nisan is Erev Pesach, the day of Bedikat Chametz, the day of slaughtering the Korban Pesach in the temple. We should be zoche this year, God willing, to do so on the 14th of Nisan. But Rabbi Meir is saying, if you started before the 14th of Nisan, any work activity, Gomra Ber Barasa, you could keep doing it and finish it up on the 14th day of Nisan. But you cannot start the beginning of a new activity, but Arba Asar, on the 14th of Nisan, Afal Pi Sheyachal Legumra, even if it's a short activity that you're able to finish it, even before Chatzot, you can't start it. He says you've got to have it started in order to keep working on it on the 14th of Nisan. If not, no work the 14th of Nisan. The Chachamim Omrim, the other sages say, Shalosh Umaniot Osin Melacha Ba'arei Pesachim on Chatzot. They say three types of work are done Erev Pesach until Chatzot, and this is even in places where the minag is most people do no malacha until Chatzot. These three can keep going. Eluhen, these are them. Hachayotim, the tailors, you understand that they're, you know, making adjustments on people's suits and yontav clothing. Hasaparim, the barbers, because we take a haircut Erev Yontav, because we don't take haircuts and shaves Chol HaMoed. V'kavsin, and the laundrymen, the dry cleaners, they're allowed to keep working Erev Pesach, because there's a great need. We have all these pilgrims coming to Yerushalayim, and they need to have their stuff laundered. And they need to prepare themselves for Yontav. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda adds, Of Haratz Onim, even the shoemakers, or the sandal makers. The Bartner explains that he bases this addition on the fact that during Chol HaMoed itself, the intermediate days between the first days and last days of Passover, the shoemakers are allowed to repair people's shoes, which was really needed because people were walking a long way to Yerushalayim. And sometimes to build up your spiritual soul, you need to break down your physical soul on the bottom of your shoes by walking to Yerushalayim. So there's a need, even Chol HaMoed, to repair shoes. So he learned that you could even make brand new shoes Erev Pesach ad Chatzot. Great. Now, Mishnah Zayin brings more types of activities that can or can't be done Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. Moshivin Shovachin, the Tarnagolim Ba'abarasa, on the 14th of Nisan, you can put eggs underneath the hens. Now, by doing so, you're making these eggs, you know, fitting to hatch chicks later. It's not really a malacha, so it's allowed on the 14th of Nisan, even in the afternoon. Even though this is something not allowed on Chol HaMoed, because it's a tircha, it's a schlep. The Tarnagolet Shabarcha, a hen that ran away, she ran off the eggs, she was sitting. Machazir no tolim kama, you can put her back on the eggs. Imeta, if a hen died sitting on the eggs, Mashivin achera tachteya, you get a replacement hen to sit on the eggs, so that the eggs that are, once they've been sitting there for 3 days already, then it's irreversible. Then they've started to mature into chicks inside those eggs, they can't be eaten anymore. You know, if they're brand new, freshly laid, they could just be eaten. But after 3 days, they're on the way to becoming chicks, so they need an adoptive mother hen to sit on them so you don't lose that brood of chicks. And the Mishnah adds, Gorfin mitochot ragli behema barasa, we can sweep out the dung which is under your large animals on the 14th of Nisan. Uvimoed, mesokin tzaldedin, and on Chol HaMoed, you sweep it to the side, but you don't, you know, shovel it up and take it out. Gorfin is lashon of like you shovel it up, you take it out of the whole place. The idea is you don't want the animals to get their excrements into their food. So it's a nice thing to do, and also mishum sanitation, it's very important. And actually, we hate to learn practical business dealings from the Mishnah, but we're going to do it right now, is that they've recently had bird flu affecting large numbers of chickens in the United States, which is why eggs are very expensive. And part of the problem, I'm not an expert, but you can learn from the Mishnah that part of the problem is when the chickens are kept in these gigantic houses with tens of thousands of chickens, and there's food everywhere, and there's dung everywhere, and the dung is mixed with the food, then yeah, some of the chickens are going to get sick, and they're so close together, they're going to spread it. So we see from here from the Mishnah, it's really important to keep the waste matter away from the food matter. It's something that they could learn from the Mishnah today. Anyway, the Mishnah concludes here, Molichin u'mevi'in, you can bring or retrieve kelim mibet uman, utensils from the craftsman, from somewhere you took them to be repaired. Afal pi she'enam letzorech moed, even though you don't need them for chol moed. Rather, since you don't need them for the festivals. We're talking about on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, if you had brought something to be repaired and it's done, you could go pick it up. Right? Like, go pick up your dry cleaning, Pashit. And you could even bring something there, and they're going to go work on it after Yantav. But since bringing something is not a tircha, not an exertion, not a malocha, it is good to go. Yashar kochachem, be well, and keep your chickens clean.